And now I'm going to tell you more about the scientific program, which is in link with the dam removal. It is a scientific program which has been coordinated by INRA within the Lab for Ecology and Ecosystems, a lab or an activity which is being financed by the Agency for Water in Normandy, Bretagne, Normandy. In fact, my presentation is going to be an introduction to what is going to be presented after on. I will tell you more about the overall context of this scientific project. The dams, of course, have consequences on ecosystems in different ways, and the environmental problems which are generated are part of the different things which are mentioned in favor of the removal. So the first thing that we look at is the consequence on biological flows, in particular when migrating fish cannot move anymore. We have different species which are blocked in the downstream part, and this is a problem because it is really because also the dams are located in the downstream part of this whole system. We have seen that it is more than two-thirds of the habitat that could be free for the salmon, which is not accessible because of the presence of dams. The dams are not modifying the biological flows, but also the sediment flow, because it creates stagnating water, sedimentation of particles, and we're going to have and observe the sedimentation of different natural particles within this flow. This may be a problem, in particular when the Sélune was emptied in 1993, and it also brings up the accumulation of different pollutants like heavy metals. It also may create other problems like the water quality because eutrophication is going to start, and at that time also the creation of phytoplankton and the development of a certain number of bacteria, of which a certain number of species may be toxic. And this will create problems of water quality. Now, as regards all those environmental problems, plus the fact that a great number of dams have reached a critical age and may bring along a problem of economic profit, we have a great number of dam removals since the 90s. Parallel to that, we have also an increase of more and more removals which are being investigated. Moreover, and I lean on a study that we have led during the program, most of the removals which are being investigated do not have proper studies to help us to characterize the state of the river and the hydro system before the removal. And this makes it extremely complicated to assess or to make a prognosis of what is going to happen after. Now, because of this, during the study we made, we could observe that four themes are being investigated the most. First of all, as I said, the biocenosis, hydrogeomorphology, then the landscape ecology, and human sciences. We can see that we will see that and observe that during the visit, which may be canceled, which is not going to be canceled on Thursday. Anyway, we're going to have demonstrations, probably. Well, in fact, we don't know, so we'll wait and see. However, here you have the splitting up of the removals according to under which light they have been investigated. This ellipse do represent one big theme, and when you have a crossing of ellipses, it means that you have other angles of investigation that have been chosen amongst the four that I mentioned before. And you see that most of the investigations are limited to one thematic. So we tend to look at the removal that have been investigated according to two themes, and this leads us to say that they are in a minority situation. Now, as regards the Cellule, we really wanted to investigate under all the aspects and long term, and not only in a limited time. So we have a program that is supposed to last for at least 15 years, and this is why we have this phases. Well, we have two phases, in fact, one that corresponds to the initial state and the assessment of the initial state. How does the river function with the dams? A second phase, which is then going to be which is dedicated to the understanding of the restoration of the river. This program, or the idea behind this program, is to describe the processes underlying the restoration of the river and its valley after the dam removal, because this is really what we want to do. We want to provide scientific knowledge for future dam removals. The scientific project is organized the following way. As Frédéric Chauvel was saying this morning, we have two committees. We have a steering committee, and we have a scientific advisory board, which is set up with external scientists, external to the program. And those two different bodies, since 1998, work and define the orientations or the strategy of the scientific program. Jean-Marc Roussel, Jean-Luc Bablinière, and myself are part of the scientific or the steering committee, and then you have all the others. And Jean-Marc was mentioning more than 100 scientists who came together since 2012 to investigate this program, and they lead scientific projects around dam removals. So these research programs are integrated in three thematic areas, the three one I presented before, but there was another one, plus one that recovers social and human sciences, but also landscape, territories, another one which has to deal with the river dynamics and water quality, and the other one with territorial dynamic. Now, all those projects are going to be presented to you, and we also have an observatory that was set up this year. The idea behind that is to collect the data and to centralize this data, to have it available and to make it available for all the scientists. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'm going to hand over to the